Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 21, verses 17 to 28. That's 1 Kings, chapter 21, verses 17 to 28. I am reading from the NIV Bible, and it reads as follows. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, "Go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He is near Naboth's vineyard, where he has gone to take possession of it. Say to him, this is what the Lord says. Have you not murdered a man and seized his property? Then say to him, this is what the Lord says. In the place where dogs lick up Naboth's blood, dogs will lick up your blood. Yes, yours." Ahab said to Elijah, "So you have found me, my enemy." "I have found you," Elijah answered, "because you have sold yourself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord. He says, I am going to bring disaster on you. I will wipe out your descendants and cut you off from Ahab, every last male in Israel, slave or free." Verse 22, "I will make your house like that of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and that of Baasha, son of Ahijah, because you have aroused my anger and have caused Israel to sin." And also concerning Jezebel, which is Ahab's wife, the Lord said, "Dogs will devour Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Dogs will eat those belonging to Ahab who die in the city, and the birds will feed of those who die in the country." There was never anyone like Ahab who sold himself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord or urged on by Jezebel, his wife. He behaved in the vilest manner by going after idols like the Amorites the Lord drove out before Israel. Verse 27, "When Ahab heard these things, he tore off his clothes, put on sackcloth, and fasted. He lay in sackcloth and went around meekly." Verse 28, "Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, 'Have you noticed how Ahab have humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself, I will not bring this disaster in this day, but I will bring it on his house in the days of his son.'" I want to speak today on the topic, repent. Amen. Let me give you some background on Ahab. Ahab was the seventh king of Israel and was king for 22 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. He was married to a woman named Jezebel, who led to his downfall. You see, Jezebel was very clever and manipulative, and she led Ahab astray. She worshipped Baal, so Ahab built an altar and worshipped Baal as well. This angered God. To make matters worse, Ahab had requested a vine for Naboth, but was refused, and he became depressed. Jezebel saw that her husband was pouting around and scolded him, saying that this is no way for a king to act. Jezebel plotted and had Naboth falsely accused so that he would be stoned to death. After Naboth's death, she told Ahab to take possession of the vineyard, and that's what Ahab was going to do. Ahab did more evil in the sight of the Lord than any king before him. As the scripture states, God sent Elijah to tell Ahab, and that's what it says in verses 17 to 22, where it says, "Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah and told him to go down to meet Ahab, who is in the process of taking over Naboth's vineyard. And God told him to tell him that in the place where dogs are licking up Naboth's blood, dogs will do the same to him." Ahab recognized Elijah, and he considered him an enemy. He said, "You found me." And Elijah said, "Yeah, I found you, because you have sold yourself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord." And the God said, I was going to destroy you. I'm going to bring disaster on you. I will wipe out your descendants and cut off from Ahab every last male in Israel, free or slave. God also told Ahab that he will make his house like that of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and of Baasha, son of Ahijah, because you aroused God's anger and have caused Israel to sin. You see, Israel started worshiping Baal too, because the king was worshiping Baal. And God also didn't spare his wife Jezebel when he said in verse 23 that he was going to, dogs were going to devour her as well. He also stated that dogs were going to eat up everything. All the people that had died or going to die, the dogs would eat up those belonging to Ahab, and the birds would feed on those who die in the country. God mentioned more than once that there was never anyone like Ahab who did so much evil in the eyes of God, and that God told Ahab through Elijah that he would destroy everything that he owned, including his wife, his family, and himself. Ahab's reaction was priceless. See, Ahab, when he heard these things, he tore off his clothes, he put on a sackcloth, and fasted. He was in prayer. And he was fasting. And he was laying around in his sackcloth, and he was went around meekly, the word said. See, Ahab went into prayer, fasted, and repented. And this did not go unnoticed by God, because God said to Elijah, have you noticed how Ahab had humbled himself before me? Because he had humbled himself, I will not bring this disaster in this day, but I will bring it on his offspring. There are several points that I want to make. First point being, God gave Ahab a break because he humbled himself. See, Ahab prayed, fasted, and humbled himself, but only after God told him that he would be destroyed. Ahab had done so many things that angered God, but didn't bother to repent until he had no choice. Ahab humbled himself out of desperation instead of actual remorse. Amen? Amen. So, that brings up a question that we have to ask ourselves. Number one, when do we repent? Is it when we are in the midst of problems? Number two, do we repent because we are truly sorry, or do we repent only to eliminate our bad situation? Next question would be, do we repent immediately, or do we wait until our problems are at their worst? Now I want to revert back to our childhood for a second and bring back a point. You know, when we were kids, we were told to say that we were sorry when we did something wrong. Remember? Mom would tell us, or Dad, I want you to apologize for that. And we would go ahead and apologize, but we would only apologize just to appease our parents. Not because we were truly sorry, but we did it in hopes that we would eliminate any further punishment. This is exactly what Ahab did, if you think about it. God did forgive Ahab and cut him some slack, so to speak, but the past sins still fell upon his offspring. When we sin, and ladies and gentlemen, we all sin, we should ask for forgiveness right away and not wait until we are caught up in our sin. We should repent immediately and hope for God's mercy upon us. Ahab only repented after God told him that he was going to be destroyed. Now, this very famous scripture, Romans 3:23, is very clear. For the wages of sin is death. And this is a clear example of that scripture. Ahab was going to be destroyed for his many sins and the fact that he never repented for those sins. Now, let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot judge Ahab or look at him harshly because we have all done the exact same thing in our lives. We have waited until the last minute to repent. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Or we have repented without remorse just to get over our sin, just to get forgiven so that we can move on. Or we have not repented at all, which is really scary. We serve a God that is a forgiving God if you ask him for forgiveness. We sometimes forget that fact about God. God is not like you and I. God is God. God is a forgiving God. God is a trusting God. And in God, we should put our faith and our hope for all things. God is very merciful, and he showed that. So what we should do in closing, ladies and gentlemen, saints, this is what we must do going forward. The first thing we should do is repent immediately for our sins. Think about it. Why wait until later when the sin is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, or worse? We need to repent immediately for our sins. The second thing we need to do is have remorse for our sin. You know, if you say you're sorry, but you don't really mean it, then what's the point? God is not stupid. He knows your heart. He knows if you have serious remorse in your heart for doing something wrong. And you will be judged according to that. The next thing we need to do is to ask God to help us to eliminate the sin from our lives. Think about it. If we ask God to help us to eliminate, that is truly remorse. And that is asking God or telling God, you know, Lord, I don't want to do this sin anymore. I don't want to continue on this path. I need your help to get over this particular sin, whatever it is, large or small. If we ask God for help to eliminate the sin in our lives, God will do it. Now, here's the fourth one is hard, but it can be done. And that is, after you ask God to eliminate the sin from your life, you have to be willing to be changed by God so that the sin will not reappear. Let me go deep into that a little bit. If God changes you, you are changed indeed, okay? But it's hard to ask anybody for help, and it's even harder to ask God to change you. But you got to be willing to do so if you really want to get this sin out of your life. Otherwise, God will forgive you for the sin like he's always done. Thank you, Lord. But you will have that sin come back over and over and over again. The time has to come where you say, you know what, Lord, I am tired of doing this thing over and over again. I need your help. I cannot get this sin out of my life without you. And allow God to change you. Because you are the one that needs to be changed so that this sin can go away. Amen. Now, in closing, God showed mercy to Ahab. Even though Ahab was not remorseful until the last minute, even though Ahab never repented before, even though Ahab had done all these sins, he showed mercy to Ahab because he did indeed repent. He humbled himself to God. And I got news for you, saints. The same God that showed mercy to Ahab is the same God that will show you mercy as well. Now that is a blessing. To God be the glory. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you for that, Lord, please. And that is my prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Father, for this word. Father, we repent for all the times that we repented without remorse, all the times we waited for the last minute descent of our sin to repent. We just ask, Lord, that you help us, Lord. You'll help us to repent immediately when we sin, that we'll have remorse for our sin. We'll want you to eliminate it, Lord, that we'll ask you to. And help us, Lord, to be willing to be changed by you so that we won't sin anymore. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that whoever hears this word will be touched. May your will be done through this word. May you be glorified through this word. Father, we thank you and we love you. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.